No, it's the Owen City Council. Yo.
This is an important notice from Social Security Administration. The reason you have received this notification from our department, because we have discovered some suspicious and fraudulent activities under your Social Security number. Also, we will suspend your ID. So if you want to know about this and talk to our representative, please press 1. I repeat, press 1.
Social Security Administration, how can I help you?
Yeah, there's something wrong with my Social Security number.
Alright, let me tell you what exactly happened. You have received an automated voicemail from the State Board of Texas, and after that, when you pressed 1, your call was connected to me. So, just help me with your first and last name so I can pull up your file and explain you about this case.
Well, they already have my number and stuff, so they should have all my info, right?
We have your all information.
Yeah.
But I need to...
So what's going on?
File.
Huh?
I need to pull up your file from...
Yeah, pull it up. You got all my info there, so just pull it up. Let me know what's going on.
Am I talking with Mr. Thomas?
No, it's Bob. Mr. Thomas is dead. He passed away last month from COVID.
All right. It's about Thomas. So,
Mr. Thomas? No, he's dead.
No, I'm asking, the last name is Snow.
Yeah, Snow, yeah. He's dead.
Yeah, Thomas Snow. All right, and who are you?
This is Robert Jackson.
Robert Jackson.
Yeah.
You are his brother.
Yeah, I'm his brother, yeah.
All right. Confirm me the last 4 digits of your social security number.
Sure. Who's her? 8937? Yeah. Let's get this rolling. Do you know what the issue is?
What is your last name?
Jackson.
Jackson.
Yeah.
Mr. Jackson, this side officer David Miller from the Investigation Department of Social Security Administration.
Mm-hmm.
The reason you were contacted today was to inform you regarding some legal enforcement actions filed on your social security number. We have found some suspicious activities done on your social. So did you receive a phone call from your local police department regarding this case?
Oh, no.
All right. So, Mr. Jackson, just do one thing. Grab a piece of paper and pen handy.
Piece of paper?
So you can write it down, some important information.
Oh, okay. Let me try to find a pen here. Why?
No problem.
And a pen that'll actually write these days, that's hard to find. Well, I think this one's okay. Okay, what have we got going on?
All right, so write it down my name first. My name is Officer David Miller.
Mm-hmm.
Batch ID number is 971.
Mm-hmm.
S as in Sam.
S as in Sam, yeah.
W as a watch.
W, okay.
583.
Okay. Got it.
This is my batch ID number. Write it down the case number.
Okay, you got a case number?
The case number is D as in David.
D.
M as in Michael.
Michael, okay.
C as in Charlie.
Charlie, yep.
701. And the last thing you need to write it down, that is arrest warrant number.
Ah, okay.
Which is 5. R as in Roser.
5. What, right on paper here? 5R, okay.
73.
Okay.
G as in George.
G. Yeah.
9.
Niner, okay.
This is the arrest warrant number which is issued under your name and the social security number, but it is not released yet.
Oh. Which social security number? I got 3 different ones I use.
All right. You have 3 different social security numbers?
Well, huh? So I got to get a decent social security when I retire. I got to have 3 different accounts.
Mm-hmm. Really? But I believe every person does have their only one social security number.
Oh, no, I got 3.
Everyone has 3?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it is quite...
So which one is this on? Which social security number? Yeah. The arrest warrant. Which social security number?
I have a question for you. I have a quick question for you.
Yeah.
What do you think?
What do I think? I think the whole thing's a scandemic.
Yes, let me tell you, what are you doing?
What am I doing?
You are trying to be over smart.
Over smart?
There is a different. Yes, there is a different in smart person
uh-huh.
and over smart person.
Ah, I see.
Yes, and you are not smart. You are over smart.
Oh, I'm over smart. I see. Okay. What do I do about that?
Because right now, I was playing with you.
You were? You're kidding me.
Yeah. No, no. The information I give it to you, that is totally right.
Uh-huh.
But let me tell you what I'm doing right now. I had informed your sheriff department
uh-huh.
to take you in the custody. So they must be reaching you at your residence.
Well, I see the car outside my door right now. Cool.
Yes. Just tell them you have 3 social security number.
Okay. If they ask me, otherwise I probably won't, but they may ask me, yeah.
Yes, yes. And let me tell you,
mm-hmm.
you can use one of those social security number. You told me you have 3, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm suspending only one social security number,
okay.
So you can use any of the 3.
Oh, know. Okay. Which one are you suspending then?
Oh, no. It's a surprise for you.
Oh, okay, good. Cool.
No problem. I really appreciate the way you are trying to mislead the investigation team.
Oh, mislead? Oh. Oh, I'm just getting the info here.
All right. You can write it down, information, then you should know with whom you are talking.
Yeah, I'm talking with David. I'm talking with David.
Yes, that is right. I'm not like a fool like you are.
Yeah, okay.
I have given you my right information.
Uh-huh.
But what do you think? We are fool here. Like, we don't know anything. You can make us easily fool, like... You
well,
will tell
well,
that...
Well, how am I fooling you?
...security number. No, no. I'm telling you something.
Oh.
You will tell me that you have 3 social security number. Your social security number is 8937. You are Robert Jackson.
Yeah.
And I will believe on you.
Oh.
Do you think if I was that much fool, I was working for the department?
Uh-huh. Well, I'm still waiting on this car here right now.
All right. No problem. I don't have that much time.
Oh,
so
sorry.
I can base on you.
Okay.
So talk to the sheriff officer. I'm suspending your general social security number. Have a nice day.
Okie doke. Bye.